It's a swarm.
If you see wild bees.
In other words, it's not a
tree or something like that. It's like somebody that's gotten away.
Find some place to live. But they'll most likely die off in a year or two. Good for a year. Next year, it's going down.
My first experience as a beekeeper was when my grandfather kept bees on a very small farm. Now, back when he was raising bees, we're talking about in the 1950s, something like that, he went out and just caught a swarm in the springtime. Brought back to the house, stuck it in the hive, and then at the end of the season, when he went to harvest, he pulled the comb out, filled with honey, basically killed the bees just to be able to grab the honey. Now that was in the 1950s.
Bees actually get used to their keepers, so Jeff normally goes there without any protection. I'm the beekeeper.
a huge swarm of bees hanging up way beyond reach in one of these trees here. And what they do is the queen, they just cluster around and use a basketball, but it's a ball. So he gets his bucket and he's trying it some way to get those bees to, I guess this is a hive catcher. So he's trying to get those bees into this container, but he can't reach them. And the ladder is wobbly, so he screams down at me to come and hold the ladder. I said to him, I'm not holding the ladder for anything. I'll get the phone and call 911. He chops the limb off. He had this cascade of avalanche of bees coming out, falling down to the earth. About 20 feet. Of course they did not land in the container. I don't even know how many of them you actually rounded up after that. Feeds the bees and he takes care of them when there's no food out in the blossoms and everything. But I still do feel bad about taking too much of their honey. But I do feel bad that he takes the bees' honey. I'm always, when I understand how much effort to pour, how many bee lives it takes to make a teaspoon of honey to make a pump, I still feel bad. Those bees, you can compare them to...
It's a business. Because they need to make sure that those bees are producing at the maximum amount that they possibly can. A commercial beekeeper that has 300 to 4,000 hives cannot individually take care of the hive.
A swarm of bees in June is worth a silver spoon.